Judy packs her satchel and turns out her light, not forgetting to take her umbrella from its hook. She has a kind of human umbrella, folded, with her strap snapped tight. She walks down the long corridor and accidentally steps into a huge puddle. Whenever it rains, sub-basement 3 begins to leak. Her feet are soaked to the ankles. Shoes squeaking, she gets into the elevator. Like a diver, she rises slowly to the surface of the city. Turning up her collar, she heads for the front door of the library. Tonight, as every night, she is the last to leave. There is a policeman by the front doors. He is there to help guard the book. "Good night, miss," the policeman says as he unlocks the heavy bronze door for her. He is a big-shouldered, knuckle-chinned fellow with a twinkle in his eye, because her shoes are squeaking. "Good night." Miss Dark is mortified by the sound of her feet. "The name's O'Hara." He has thick, shining hair, glossy as a squirt of black paint. "Judy Dark."
"Well, Miss Dark, I have just one question."
"Yes, Officer O'Hara?"
"What's it take to get a smile out of you?"
A dozen smart retorts spring to her lips, but she says nothing. She tries fervently to fix a frown on her lips, but to her dismay cannot prevent herself from smiling. O'Hara takes advantage of her confusion to keep her there talking for a moment longer.
"Did you have a chance to see the book in all the confusion today, Miss Dark? Would you like me to show it to you?"
"I saw it," she says.
"And what did you think?"
"It's lovely."
"Lovely," he tries. "Is it now?"
She nods, not meeting his gaze, and steps out into the evening.